This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We've got a collaboration going with our partners at the BBC looking at the global problem of obesity. Here in the States, one big issue is getting healthy foods to people, especially in what are called food deserts, neighborhoods often poor that don't have big supermarkets and thus don't have great access to fresh produce. Residents tend to have much higher rates of obesity and diabetes and other health problems, which has officials looking for answers. Marketplace's David Weinberg has the story.
On a sunny morning in Boyle Heights, a mostly Latino neighborhood in East Los Angeles, dozens of TV news cameras and city officials crowd the sidewalk in front of a corner store. A sign reads, "Todo lo que necesita," everything you need. Dr. Eric Walsh, a public health official in a dark blue suit, steps up to a podium and adjusts the microphone. Next to him is a table covered with brightly colored packages of tobacco products and sweetened alcohol drinks.
Well, I want to start by just saying we ought to take pause and ask a very difficult and hard question. Who do these products really target? Why are they in the neighborhoods that they're in? In fact, what we face today is a question about the new civil rights in America. That there are corporations and practices out there that are targeting the poorest, most vulnerable, least resourced people in our community. The blackest, the brownest. So we have a responsibility in public health to step up and address this.
The purpose of this news conference is to announce the results of a California statewide survey, the first of its kind. Researchers visited more than 7,000 grocery stores, everything from a small neighborhood bodega to big box stores. The survey looked at how tobacco, alcohol, and junk food are marketed in California. The data showed that nearly three-quarters of the stores carried alcohol, while just over a third sold milk, and more than half did not carry fresh produce. The survey also found that unhealthy products were more prevalent and more heavily marketed in poor neighborhoods. The news conference was held in front of the Euclid Market because it's one of the corner stores participating in a market makeover project sponsored by UCLA and USC. Store owners get their store remodeled for free if they agree to offer healthy products and take down ads for tobacco, alcohol, and junk food. Before the makeover, the windows of the store were plastered with ads.
Bonito. The store is beautiful now. Removing the ads from the windows brought more natural light into the store and more life.
Avila's also seen a slight uptick in sales, but not everyone is convinced that these makeovers are good for business. I talked to another corner store owner just a few blocks away. He was going to participate in the market makeover project, but then he changed his mind. He makes most of his money selling beer and junk food, and he wasn't convinced that people would buy produce even if he offered it. And he's right. Stocking shelves with produce is only part of the effort to get people to eat healthy. They have to be motivated to buy it.
Most of the people that we're working with are either food stamp recipients or food stamp eligible people, people that are under the poverty level of 185%.
Mary Otetra Garcia runs the Nutrition and Physical Activity Program in Pasadena. She teaches classes on health and nutrition in a working-class neighborhood with few places to buy healthy food.
I always tell people, whatever your cultural food is, it's okay to have that, because the more American diet that they adopt or their children adopt, the unhealthier they get. So we already know studies have shown that people that come from other countries are healthier than the people that are here.
Carl Walton was a student in the class. He's not from another country. He was born here. But when he started changing his diet, he did his grocery shopping across town at the Whole Foods.
I started at Whole Foods, but then it trickled down to Trader Joe's. Then it trickled down to Food for Less and everywhere else I can afford. If we had better things set up in our neighborhoods, that would be the counter to what's put out here for us.
Nearly all the restaurants in this part of town are fast food, mostly fried chicken and burger joints, a few small Mexican places. But I did find a place to get fresh fruit. From a little cart run by Alejandro Beltran. He sells mango, pineapple, cucumber, and coconut, sliced and sprinkled with lime and chile. Salt, too, if that's your fancy. He says business is pretty good. These carts are all over poor neighborhoods.
I sell to all social classes and different races. Latinos, Asians, Americans.
Beltran pulled a chunk of pineapple from his cart and sliced it in half with his knife. Everyone, he says, eats fruit. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.